Hey friend, welcome to the Start Scared podcast, where we are mamas who are wanting, craving, needing more in our lives outside of just being a mom. We love our babies, but man, have we lost ourselves in the chaos of everyday mom life. My name is Christy, and I'm a wife, mama, teacher, an Enneagram 6, and a projector who used to be bound by what I thought I was supposed to say, do, or be. So much so that I'm trying to discover who Christy is right now in real time. Together, we're going to have honest and real conversations, just like girlfriends chatting over a cocktail or a coffee on the back porch. We're going to cut through the BS stories we tell ourselves and find clarity to start scared on putting ourselves first. Because girl, who you are outside of being a mom still matters. It is time that we live out the dreams and the desires that God has placed on our hearts, even if we don't know what that is quite yet. But I got you. We're in this together. So grab your drink, meet me on the back porch, and let's do this. Hey, hey, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Start Scared. I am so pumped that you are here today. I have been feeling very, I don't know the word, maybe reflective or just kind of emotional lately. You know, we've had a lot of softball going on, and you know, it's my bonus daughter senior season of softball. And so that's kind of hitting me in the feels. And, you know, I'm wrapping up my 18th year of teaching and, you know, not planning on going back next year. So that's got me all up in my feels. You know, Bruce just turned 9, which is halfway to an adult. That's got me up in my feels. Malcolm's about to turn 20, so he's no longer going to be a teenager. It's just a lot, right? Just a lot going on, a lot of amazing things. I'm looking at my calendar for April and May, and I'm just like, holy shit, I have so much going on. Like, it's a shit show, but it's a shit show in the best way. Like, there's just so many amazing things, birthdays and graduations and parties and concerts, and it's just a lot of amazing things. It's just a lot. So kind of just feeling super emotional and reflective lately. Just about the, you know, where my life is. And so this past weekend, my mom and I went to go see Wicked. And I don't know if you've ever seen Wicked before, but it's the backstory of Glinda and the Wicked Witch of the West. And this is the second time my mom and I have seen it. And it is, oh my gosh, like I have goosebumps just talking to you about it right now because it is just so amazing. And it kind of interweaves The Wizard of Oz and what we know about the Wicked Witch of the West and what we know about Glinda the Good in the Wicked Witch, in the Wizard of Oz, but the backstory of their friendship and their relationship and where they were in their lives. It's a really powerful musical. So if you've never seen it before, I highly recommend that you find it in a city near you. I know that they are coming out with a movie soon. I don't think it's going to be exactly like the musical, but the musical is amazing. I'm sure the movie is going to be great too. It's just not going to be the exact same. But as I was sitting in my feels, you know, on the edge of my seat, crying at the very end of the first act when she sings Defying Gravity. And I'm like, ah, and then crying at the very end. And I can't tell you what happens at the end because I don't want to give it away. But crying at the very end, I'm just like thinking about all of the lessons that I learned or that I was thinking about as I was listening and watching this incredible musical. And I wanted to share them with you today. And, you know, we could think about The Wizard of Oz. We could think about The Wicked Witch of the West. We can think about Glinda the Good. But really, if you dig a little bit deeper, it's so much more than that. So the first lesson that I learned or that really was represented in this musical was, don't judge a person by their appearance. That we are all different. And that's what makes us so unique, right? And I was talking to Bruce about this today, actually, that we're all different. We all have special things about us. And they may not be things that we're used to, but that doesn't mean that they're wrong, doesn't mean that they're bad. It just means that they're different. And everybody, no matter who they are, their God-given right is to be treated with dignity and respect, no matter what. And so lesson number one, don't judge a person by their appearance, but also sometimes people are going to judge you when they know nothing about you. They're just going to have a one-off and automatically think that you're one way and not even give you a chance. And so I want you to take that as a lesson that never judge a book by its cover. Never judge a person just based on that they're different from you, because that doesn't mean they're wrong. That doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're different. And what a great thing to get to know someone who's different than you, right? All right, lesson number two, and this goes out to you if you are a mom, you if you are a career woman, your kids, you if you are turning 40 like I am. Your life is not over. Your life is not set in stone. Your future is unlimited, and you have the power to create any future you want. Like, think about that. I know I talked about that in the masterclass a couple weeks ago, but you are one decision away from a totally different life. You have the power to make the change. You have the power to create something different. And there's no ceiling and no cap to what your potential holds. So your future is unlimited. The dreams that are within you, the dreams that you want to accomplish are inside you for a reason, not so that you can sit and say, oh, well, that shit's not ever going to happen. You have the power to create that. God wouldn't have given that gift to you or that dream to you if he didn't also give you the resourcefulness to make it happen. So your future is unlimited. And one other lesson that I learned is, and I'm getting emotional. This is the second to last song in the musical in Wicked, and it's called For Good. And the people that are put into your life can change you. They can change you for the bad, the negative, or they can change you for the good. And this goes back to who you surround yourself with matters. That there are people out there who are going to change your life. They are going to change your life in such an amazing way that you never even dreamed of. Get yourself surrounded by people who lift you up, by people who encourage you, with people who see the good and the amazingness in you, even if you don't see it yet. Hey girl, I hope that you are loving today's episode, but I wanted to hop in here really quick and talk to you about something that one of my favorite sponsors of the show, Gut Personal, is doing and launching for you, which I think is amazing. And it is the gut testing package. It's actually something that I personally did back in June when I was working one-on-one with Gut Personal's lead dietitian, Jillian. So for me, it was really important to know, like, sometimes I had some loose stool and sometimes I wasn't pooping every day. And it was really important for me to figure out what was going on in my gut so that I could personally feel my best, right? Because so many things start in your gut. It's the reason why your gut is called your second brain. So if you're curious about what's going on with your gut, maybe the gut testing package is right for you. And you get some amazing things when you purchase this package. You get one comprehensive stool test, and it's actually sent straight to your house. You do it at your house, and then you call FedEx and they pick it up from your house. You get one 60-minute private results session with one of Gut Personal's dietitians. And then you also get a personalized supplement protocol and nutrition recommendations based on your personal results. It's super awesome. It's super effective and it's super eye-opening. I found out that I had H. pylori. I found out that I had low good gut bugs and I had high bad gut bugs. And so my nutrition and my personalized supplement protocol helped balance my gut so that I could feel better and poop better. And it was just really eye-opening, and I think everybody should do it. And one awesome thing that with this gut testing package, because you're a listener of Start Scared and because Gut Personal is a sponsor of Start Scared, you get 10% off your package, which is freaking amazing. So if you go to www.gutpersonal.com/Christy10, you can go to programs and then click on the gut testing package. Don't forget to use Christy10 at checkout so that you can save that 10%. It's going to be amazing. And I really would love to know if you purchase this package. And I would also really love to know what your results said, because it's really an interesting information, and I'm just a data nerd like that. So anyway, www.gutpersonal.com/Christy10. Use code Christy10 at checkout to save 10%. All right, girl, back to the show. And I tell this to Bruce all the time, is that you have the power to lift people up. You have the power to tear people down. What type of friend do you want to be? So those are the three major lessons that I learned from the musical Wicked. Don't judge a person by their appearance. You know, don't judge a book by its cover. Your future is unlimited. And some people change you for good. Oh, and one other thing, some people change you for good. So there's a couple parts in the musical that it takes, you know, one person to change your perspective, right? So helping you see things from a different angle. And so those are the type of people, you know, who are going to change you for good, who are going to see things differently than you and make you think of things differently than you would have if you didn't have them in your life. It was just, it's a powerful, powerful musical. My mom and I, we are obsessed with musicals and we see them as often as we can. We go see them, you know, national tours and we see them at local high schools and they're just so fun. But if you haven't seen Wicked, so if you have seen Wicked, I would love to hear from you. I would love to know lessons that you took away from it, what you thought about it. You can text me at 855-849-0997. That's my free text list. Text me, tell me what's up, say hi, tell me what's going on in your world. I would love to hear more about you since obviously you know so much about me. But anyway, I hope you have a great day. I hope you have, you're having the day that you need to have and you go and spread some joy and kindness in the world today. All right, girl, I'll talk to you next week. Bye. Hey girl, duty calls. Thank you so much for listening to the Start Scared podcast. If anything resonated with you today, I would be honored if you would screenshot and share this episode on Instagram and tag me at Christy Lockhart so I can get super excited and personally say thank you for taking the time to get our message out to even more mamas who may also need to be reminded that they still matter outside of being a mom. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode. I am so incredibly grateful that you're here and to be on this journey with you. So cheers to you and our growth together. I am rooting for you and I love you. And remember, you matter. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.